You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Some shows talk about one team.
Other shows barely talk sports. This show
will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks.
Yeah! Every day. This show will talk sports every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer
on 1250 AM, The Fan.
It is Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM. The Fan, Steve Sparky Fiver with you. Hour number two. You missed hour one. How would you sum up hour one, Charlie? How would you sum it up for people that are just tuning in and missed the 2 o'clock hour?
A lot of very angry Sparky. And a little bit of basketball.
A little bit of basketball at the end, previewing Bucks Pacers. We'll talk more basketball, Bill Ryder, CBS Sports NBA Insider at 420, talk more Bucks Pacers. And he's a big anti-Doc Rivers guy, so that should be entertaining as well. More football to a guy I'm sure that's not nearly as angry as me, is Pete Doherty of the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's just, in general, a very happy person. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Pete, thanks for coming on.
So what has you riled up today? Is it the Packers' first-round pick?
Yes. The fact that at 20, you were within five picks of having one of the two best corners in the draft, a position that nobody thought you were going to be in. Then when the Dolphins are on the clock, you really are right there with Philly and Jacksonville both needing corners, knowing that either one of them could take each one, and then you're not going to get either one. Here was your opportunity with multiple twos, multiple threes, to get up with Miami and take one of those corners. And then all of a sudden, you've got a lockdown corner at Jaire Alexander, one on each side. Valentine's your third corner. You've got Xavier McKinney. You come back and take a safety today, and your secondary is set for the next 5 to 8 years, and you're done with it, and you don't got to worry about it. It's only, you know, one of the most important positions in football. Instead, you allow the Lions to sneak up and possibly haunt you forever in Detroit and Arnold, and then you come back with your pick and take a guy that's probably a guard with your pick, a guy that was so good you didn't want to even think about moving back when you had offers in the first round or offers to go back to the second round. I said it earlier. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl guard or a Pro Bowl corner? Pro Bowl corner. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl right tackle or a Pro Bowl corner? A Pro Bowl corner. Would you rather have a Pro Bowl corner or a Pro Bowl left tackle? Now, I don't think this man's going to be a Pro Bowl left tackle. If I'm wrong, fine. I'd rather have the Pro Bowl left tackle. So if that happens, then fine. I'll be wrong. If any of the other options happen, then I'm going to be mad. That's where I'm at on this one. It has nothing necessarily to do with the kid necessarily. It has more to do with the fact that you were so close to get a stud and then you just chose not to do it.
So what I would say to that is take it for what it's worth, but there's a lot of assumptions in there.
Yep.
And amongst the biggest is that either of those corners is going to be good. And for all we know, they'll both be average players, might even worse. If you look at the, you know, bust rate, or not even bust rate, but just, you know, blah player percentage in first rounds. Go back, go to drafthistory.com sometime and look at the first rounds for the last 15 years. There are way, way more misses than hits.
Sure.
So I'm not at all convinced. I mean, both these corners, they might be 3 years from now the two best corners in the league, but you know, they might both be flailing in their careers by that point too. I just I would say if you're Brian Gutekunst, you would have to be awfully sure that these guys are that good and feel really strongly about it to be worth the price of moving up. Those trades up, I'm just not a big fan of those. Not that you never do it, because you there are times where you should, but there's just no way to know. Morgan could easily end up being the best player of those three. Morgan could easily end up being their left tackle for 6 or 7 years, just like he might not be any good or he might be a guard. Who knows where he winds up. I talked to 5 scouts before the draft about the offensive lineman. One of them loved him and thought he'd be the best. He might end up being as good as any of those tackles, including, you know, the ones who went way ahead of him.
Joe Alt and those guys?
He didn't say, you know, Alt didn't come up in it. We didn't talk about him, but all the other ones, you know, Latham,
Bashanu and all those.
Yeah, all those guys. He said he could end up being, you know, at least as good as them. And that was in one guy's estimation. 3 of them thought he'd be a really good, they think he's a very good player and he'd be a really good pick at 25. And one was kind of, you know, solid player, okay pick at 25, doesn't excite me. So, you know, these opinions are going to be across the board, but I just, you know, you don't know if those corners are going to be good just because they were the first ones off the board. The best corner in the draft, it could end up being a 4th-round pick. I mean, Richard Sherman was, what was he, a 5 or 6?
Yeah.
You know, it's just the assumptions that those guys are good players, it's a pretty big assumption because there's such a crapshoot element to
there
the draft.
Okay, fine. That may very well be true, and you may be right. But there's a lot more positivity out there. We're talking about those two players than there is on Jordan Morgan. Mike Wall, the former Packer offensive lineman, had a video up that he put up a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was more depressed after watching that than I was before I was watching that. I got done. I turned it off halfway through. I'm like, I can't do this. I mean, his most positive comment was, he's a football player. That was it. He led the video with, he's not a first rounder. He's a project. Yeah. I mean, my God, how could you possibly be excited after you watch that?
Well, Mike's videos are great. He is a really smart guy. I watch his podcast every week.
I've had him on with me several times. He's a great guy.
The one thing I don't think he has a feel for, because he doesn't have a panoramic view of the draft and he doesn't look at everybody, he doesn't even look at all the offensive linemen, is putting the round grades on him. I don't think his feel for that is that great. His evaluation of the player was really good, and I thought it was a lot more positive than negative, but he did say, and he showed clips, and I saw on Twitter a Senior Bowl clip too that showed the same thing. This guy's got an issue with, he gets his hands outside too quickly.
He's like he's hugging the guy, or he's dancing with him, yeah.
So he loses, you know, so bull rushes, that leaves him susceptible to that, and holding calls.
Yep.
I'm assuming the Packers saw that and said, we can coach this out. They're not teaching him down there. We can coach this out of him. You know, that's a technical issue that they probably, I'm sure, think they can coach out of him. But I thought Wall's overall take on him was pretty positive. I mean, I wonder, you know, if we went back in time and you showed a Wall tape of Zach Tom, I wonder, you know, what he would have said about him. I mean, Tom was a 4th-rounder.
Yep.
And he was their best O lineman last year. I would almost never.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Never say a pick is either good or bad when they make it. You gotta get a year or two to see what they're made of, to see if they're any good or not.
I am never taking a guard over a possible shutdown corner in a draft.
They see him as a tackle.
Well, then he's a good. So that means Zach Thomas moving inside probably, or they think he could play left tackle and replace Rashid Walker, because Gutekunst said they think he can play four positions. Well, center is not one of those. So
right, I think the possibilities are there's several. Now this is assuming he's good. He's a little better than Walker at left tackle. You play him there. You move Walker to right. You move Tom inside. Walker beats him out in camp, but he plays well enough where you still want to get him on the field. You move him to right tackle. Move Tom inside, or you move him to right guard and see if he can beat out Sean Ryan for that job. And then next year you move him to tackle when Myers leaves and you move Tom inside. Even like Jonathan Ogden played guard his first season. He's right. A Hall of Famer. So, yep. You know, I think what they like about it is it gives them all these options for moving guys around. Now, those options aren't good. If it turns out the guy's just not very good, then you haven't helped yourself at all. But that's the, you know, that's from listening to Gutekunst last night. That was their thinking behind the pick. But I think they see this guy as a left tackle. And I will say, four of the five I talked to said this guy is an NFL left tackle. One of them was iffy on it and said right tackle for sure, and then guard for sure. But he was iffy on left tackle.
So no concern about the arms.
There's some. Gutekunst said last night he thinks the foot speed makes up for it, but he does have huge hands, which I did ask a scout, which is more, if you can only have one or the other, long arms and smaller hands or shorter arms and big hands, he said he'd prefer to have the long arms. So that definitely is a potential issue, and maybe it'll be a problem for him. I can't tell you it won't. But, you know, we'll find out.
I love having Pete Doherty on. He tries to calm me down. You're doing a good job. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Okay, so let's talk about what happens next here in the second and third round. A guy was giving me crap on Twitter when I was going off, saying the only thing that'll make Sparky even more mad if they trade up for Cooper DeJean, because I'm not a Cooper DeJean fan at cornerback at all. They move him and play him at safety. I'm more willing to accept that at this point. So what do you think the odds are that they do something with Cooper DeJean tonight? And I'm guessing they would have to move up.
I would guess the same thing too. I thought it was a really interesting idea to draft Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker, because he adds that extra element with the pass rush. He had 8 sacks last year as an off-ball linebacker. That's a lot for that position. This guy can blitz. So I thought it'd be interesting if they took him either at 25 or traded back a little bit. So both him and DeJean are on the board. They're sitting at 41, which is the ninth pick. I don't think either one of those guys is going to make it to 41. So if they want one of those two, they'd have to trade up. I looked on the Jimmy Johnson chart. Trading their four would probably get them up, you know, four or five spots. You know, teams, there's some leeway there, but probably about that. So maybe they could get one of those two there. And look, maybe they don't like either one of them enough to do it. You never know what their particular board looks like. Teams' grades on guys, it just varies widely. It's you know, that's why Gutekunst can say having five picks in the top 100 means he'll probably get five of his top 50 players, because the teams' boards from team to team, and there are 32 of them, they vary that much.
So have you talked to anybody about Cooper DeJean and how many think he could play quarter versus safety?
Yeah, it was funny. I only talked to four people about him, and three of them said outside corner. All three of them said I would begin him at outside corner, and if he fails there, move him inside. One of them thought safety was his best position, and nickel slot was his second best, and outside corner was third. I'm with you. I'm assuming if they draft him, it would be to play the second safety, which is, you know, they play a lot of, they're going to play, it sounds like, a lot of single high, and McKinney's going to be that guy. So I would, if they picked DeJean, I would assume it would be to be the other safety who would be more towards the line of scrimmage, yep, which is a lot more like that nickel corner job, which is where he was most productive, was in 22 when he was Iowa's nickel corner.
If that's how they use him, I'm fine. If he's a second safety, I'm good. I completely disagree about outside corner, but outside, but we'll see how that whole thing plays out. What about that safety position? If they don't go Cooper DeJean, how long can they wait to get who they want, or do they have to be aggressive in the second round and use one of those second round picks on him?
Yeah, I'm thinking they probably need to use one, unless they've got, you know, one of these guys who they think nobody's going to pick, who they like, they think, ah, we like this guy way more than everybody else. But I'm thinking they probably have to do it in the second. And I'm wondering the same thing with inside linebacker, or, you know, I guess it's off-ball linebacker now since they're in 4-3. So, you know, it wouldn't be a shocker if 41 was one of those two positions and 58 was one of the others, and maybe even they'd entertain a move up from one or both of those spots to pick somebody. This guy does like to move around, but you never know. You know, maybe there's that pass rusher from Western Michigan, Neyland, I think is his name.
Yeah, correct.
You know, if he's there at 41, if they think, yeah, I think that we, you know, there's something to this guy, maybe they take him at 41. Who knows?
What about Tafondre Sweat? That's my guy. To put on the middle of that line. Now, again, partier, no, I'm not, then you get ticketed. But it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm not going to worry about that if he gets drafted by the Packers necessarily. Do you think because his RAS score is like 1 or 2, whatever the heck it is, that's not even a consideration for the Packers?
I don't think the RAS score would be it. And I haven't even looked at it, so I didn't know it was that low.
Oh, that's horrible. Maybe it's 4. It's not good.
That's because he's so big,
yes,
you know?
Yep.
So, I mean, it sounds like he's just, you know, there's real potential there. I'm just guessing because I thought Wyatt wouldn't be on their board 2 years ago, or at least in the first round they drafted him. So take this for what it's worth. My guess is they won't have a high grade on Sweat because of the off-field stuff, but I could be dead wrong just like I was on Wyatt.
No, it would make sense. One last one for you. What about running back? I want a home run hitting running back like Jalen Wright out of Tennessee to go with Josh Jacobs. That's my preference, and you probably have to do that in the third round. I'm not sure you can wait longer than that. Your thoughts on how they view that position right now?
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, too. I maybe we're the only two people around who think this, but I think running back is a big need because per se a pick is either good or bad when they make it. They gotta get a year or two to see what they're made of, to see if they're any good or not.
I am never taking a guard over a possible shutdown corner in a draft.
They see him as a tackle.
Well, then he's a good. So that means Zach Thomas moving inside probably, or they think he can play left tackle and replace Rashid Walker. Because Gutekunst said they think he can play four positions. Well, center is not one of those. So
right, I think the possibilities are there's several. Now this is assuming he's good. He's a little better than Walker at left tackle. You play him there, you move Walker to right, you move Tom inside. Walker beats him out in camp, but he plays well enough where you still want to get him on the field. You move him to right tackle, move Tom inside. Or you move him to right guard and see if he can beat out Sean Ryan for that job. And then next year you move him to tackle when Myers leaves and you move Tom inside. Even like Jonathan Ogden played guard his first season. He's
right.
A Hall of Famer. So,
yep.
You know, I think what they like about it is it gives them all these options for moving guys around. Now, those options aren't good. If it turns out the guy's just not very good, then you haven't helped yourself at all. But that's the, you know, that's from listening to Gutekunst last night. That was their thinking behind the pick. But I think they see this guy as a left tackle. And I will say, four of the five I talked to said this guy is an NFL left tackle. One of them was iffy on it and said right tackle for sure and then guard for sure, but he was iffy on left tackle.
So no concern about the arms?
There's some. You know, Gutekunst said last night he thinks the foot speed makes up for it, and he does have huge hands, which I did ask a scout, which is more, if you can only have one or the other, long arms and smaller hands, or shorter arms and big hands. He said he'd prefer to have the long arms. So that definitely is a potential issue, and maybe it'll be a problem for him. I can't tell you it won't, but you know, that's we'll find out.
I love having Pete Doherty on. He tries to calm me down. You're doing a good job. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. Okay, so let's talk about what happens next here in the second and third round. A guy was giving me crap on Twitter when I was going off, saying the only thing that'll make Sparky even more mad if they trade up for Cooper DeJean, because I'm not a Cooper DeJean fan at cornerback at all. They move him and play him at safety. I'm more willing to accept that at this point. So what do you think the odds are that they do something with Cooper DeJean tonight? And I'm guessing they would have to move up.
I would guess the same thing too. I thought it was a really interesting idea to draft Edgerrin Cooper, the linebacker, because he adds that extra element with the pass rush. He had 8 sacks last year as an off-ball linebacker. That's a lot for that position. This guy can blitz. So I thought it'd be interesting if they took him either at 25 or traded back a little bit. So both him and DeJean are on the board. They're sitting at 41, which is the ninth pick. I don't think either one of those guys is going to make it to 41. So if they want one of those two, they'd have to trade up. I looked on the Jimmy Johnson chart. Trading their four would probably get them up, you know, 4 or 5 spots. You know, teams, there's some leeway there, but probably about that. So maybe they could get one of those two there. And look, maybe they don't like either one of them enough to do it. You never know what their particular board looks like. Teams' grades on guys, it just varies widely. It's you know, that's why Gutekunst can say having 5 picks in the top 100 means he'll probably get 5 of his top 50 players, because the team's boards from team to team, and there are 32 of them, they vary that much.
So have you talked to anybody about Cooper DeJean and how many think he could play corner versus safety?
Yeah, it was funny. I only talked to 4 people about him, and 3 of them said outside corner. All 3 of them said I would begin him at outside corner, and if he fails there, move him inside. One of them thought safety was his best position, and nickel slot was his second best, and outside corner was 3rd. I'm with you. I'm assuming if they draft him, it would be to play the second safety, which is, you know, they play a lot of, they're going to play, it sounds like, a lot of single high, and McKinney's going to be that guy. So I would, if they pick DeJean, I would assume it would be to be the other safety who would be more towards the line of scrimmage, yep, which is a lot more like that nickel corner job, which is where he was most productive, was in 22 when he was Iowa's nickel corner.
If that's how they use him, I'm fine. If he's a second safety, I'm good. I completely disagree about outside corner, but we'll see how that whole thing plays out. What about that safety position? If they don't go Cooper DeJean, how long can they wait to get who they want, or do they have to be aggressive in the second round and use one of those second round picks on him?
Yeah, I'm thinking they probably need to use one, unless they've got, you know, one of these guys who they think nobody's going to pick, who they like, they think, ah, we like this guy way more than everybody else. But I'm thinking they probably have to do it in the second. And I'm wondering the same thing with inside linebacker, or, you know, I guess it's off-ball linebacker now since they're in 4-3. So, you know, it wouldn't be a shocker if 41 was one of those two positions and 58 was one of the others, and maybe even they'd entertain a move up from one or both of those spots to pick somebody. This guy does like to move around, but you never know. You know, maybe there's that pass rusher from Western Michigan, Neyland, I think is his name.
Yeah, correct.
You know, if he's there at 41, if they think, yeah, I think that we, you know, there's something to this guy, maybe they take him at 41. Who knows?
What about Tafondre Sweat? That's my guy. To put on the middle of that line. Now, again, partier, no, I'm not, then you get ticketed. But it's Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm not going to worry about that if he gets drafted by the Packers necessarily. Do you think because his RAS score is like 1 or 2, whatever the heck it is, that's not even a consideration for the Packers?
I don't think the RAS score would be it, and I haven't even looked at it, so I didn't know it was that low.
Oh, that's horrible. Maybe it's 4. It's not good, though.
That's because he's so big,
yes.
You know?
Yep.
So, I mean, it sounds like he's just, you know, there's real potential there. I'm just guessing because I thought Wyatt wouldn't be on their board 2 years ago, or at least in the first round they drafted him. So take this for what it's worth. My guess is they won't have a high grade on Sweat because of the off-field stuff, but I could be dead wrong just like I was on Wyatt.
No, it would make sense. One last one for you. What about running back? I want a home run hitting running back like Jalen Wright out of Tennessee to go with Josh Jacobs. That's my preference, and you probably have to do that in the third round. I'm not sure you can wait longer than that. Your thoughts on how they view that position right now?
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, too. I maybe we're the only two people around who think this, but I think running back is a big need because those guys get hurt. And if Josh Jacobs, Dylan is just, there's just not a lot there. He's just a very ordinary back. And if Jacobs gets hurt, especially if he has to miss a big stretch of time or he got hurt, you know, in a playoff game or right at the end of the season, man, that would really hurt the offense. Look how much that offense picked up when Aaron Jones was playing, whenever he was healthy and played. You know, Love, that helps Love so much. So if I'm them, running back's a priority. And I'm with you. I'm thinking they probably have to pull the trigger in the third round. They're picking late in the third round. You know, those backs are going to start coming off late, too. And so, like with Wright, I don't know if he's there. What do they have, 88? Is that where they're picking?
Yep.
I don't know if he's there then, you know. So maybe they would – that's why there's so many options. Maybe they – you know, because Gutekunst even talked about moving back last night, too. So maybe he moves back from 41. Maybe there's, you know, several guys he likes and he moves back. And he picks up an extra four, and then he can move up in the third, use that four to move up with one of those third round picks to take like a back, for instance. It's a big puzzle, and unless you know the Gutekunst game plan, it's really hard to guess at what he's going to do.
There's no way he can make me mad like last night. I don't foresee any possibility of that. I think pretty much no matter what they do, I will be fine with tonight. I feel confident that I will not be as mad, and I really hope that's the case. Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at Pete Doherty. He is the positive side of me. Pete, thank you so much for coming on, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, Sparky. I'll talk to you soon.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Pete Doherty, Green Bay Press Gazette.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.